Blog Talk Radio.
I never broke up and got back with her. Listen, you know what? See, that's why y'all got to stop messing with these light-skinned dudes. They be lying. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We are in the T-Spot Studios. We are coming live from the float. We are enjoying this beautiful, soulful Sunday. We just had a pass of some full moon energy. We entered into Pisces season, and I wanted to start with Erica because as we celebrate Women's History Month this month, I feel like in my generation, of all the women who embody different things, I felt like Erica embodied the essence of a woman, like for my generation. Like, you know, other generations have, you know, like, you know, generations before me, they have like the Eartha Kitt, the Dorothy Dandruff, you know, the Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah. We can go down the list of just people who embodied a woman, you know, and I just felt like in music for quite some time, like, listen, you know you are a soulful woman, soulful. When you got brothers walking around the store, guess you better call Tyrone. You did so. And so as we celebrate the women, beautiful women who have walked this earth and has graced this earth so wonderfully, we start a beautiful month, and it's the month of March. It's one of my favorite months because it ends winter, and it also ushers in spring. It kills off and it births. It's one of the most complete balanced months in the calendar. Like, it begins to usher in new life as the old life has begun to decay off, and that shift of change and season, they're that bridge, they're that wall that's there as we get ready to usher into that new season. They are magnificent at birth and ideas. They're horrible at groundation. And like all things, as we embrace women, understand that one of the greatest virtues that a man can have when dealing with a woman is patience. Because understand, a woman is already on a 28-day clock cycle. Her emotions, her hormones, her body is going to be in balance roughly every 28 calendar days. So if a man is already aware of this and understands this, he can begin to exude patience during her turbulence. And he begins to look at the world through her eyes. Only a glimpse. Because a man can never understand the depth of a woman. We can never measure up to anything that y'all are. However, a man is one of the greatest aids to a wonderful woman being the greatest virtuous woman that she could ever possibly be. But the key word in that statement, aid. Because just like you can aid, you can hinder. But y'all, we're going to keep it sexy in here because I got CJ in the studio tonight. We got to give a shout out to SCB Catering because for 2 weeks in a row they have done. Listen, did you even put the food up?
It's on my plate.
It's on yours because it's not on mine. I smash. Like under fucking stamps. The fat boy in me said, "Grrr," because you know we were supposed to just only been smashing out on soup and all of that good stuff. But as things change, as directions change, as spirits change, you have to go in that direction. We have to be accustomed to change. Life is change, and we have become so stagnant on being comfortable with where we've been in the past. We've become complacent. We're holding on to the virtues of yesteryear, but not understanding today exists and tomorrow has to be conquered. And the saddest part for me is there's so many women leading that charge. There's so many men sitting on the sidelines. And I'm not saying all, because I know some wonderful men who are doing wonderful things, who are being great, who are great fathers and great husbands, who are doing their shadow work. But it's not about them. Like, I need men to understand this month. There's 2 months that I don't allow men to say anything about women. You know what 2 months those are? Without a doubt. Absolutely. They don't get to say anything about women in 2 months.
Mercy.
The 2 M's, baby. You better give it to them. Because if you do it right, she should say, Because I had an argument with somebody over the weekend, and they told me that it is okay that a 30-year-old woman should have never experienced the orgasm in her life. It's one thing to come, but to have never experienced the orgasm in her life, and you're telling me you're over 30 with 2 kids, ma'am, what are you doing with your vagina with that person?
Not right.
That's not right.
Or fair.
See, understand, a woman with 4 kids gets divorced. The first question that the woman gets asked, are all those men by the same father, right? But here's the caveat that most men never understand about why that's a dumbass fucking question. She was looking for a daddy, not for the kid.
Right.
Sir, tuck me in. Sir, tuck me in. Feed me. Hold me. Nigga, fuck these kids. And so we're sitting here putting unrealistic expectations on what we think our women want. And our women want to be heard. Sir, let me say this. If you have a vagina that is attached to your penis in this season, understand. She wants to be heard. She doesn't actually care if you want to stand. ladies, y'all might want to tag y'all friends tonight. I'm helping the fellas. This is about helping the fellas. So many times I talk to y'all about how y'all can be better for men, but tonight I'm going to help the fellas. This is Women's History Month. You see, women refine me. I've never refined it myself. It was women. Y'all have slapped the shit out of me, beat the shit out of me, cussed the fuck up out of me, yelled at me, because guess what? Although what I was absolutely great, and I'm gonna say this for people, I'm a Taurus, I'm stubborn as fuck. Like I'm stubborn to like if we're looking at stubborn from 1 to 10, like I'm like 20 billion, like I'm stubborn as fuck, like bro, you're. But I respect that the women around me allow me to work through my stubbornness, right? Every last woman that's in my circle has acknowledged he's stubborn, things done his way, and he's kind of not even going to, like, he's not even going to bend to that. Like, so understand, he is definitely, I'll just go ahead and head the fuck out. We can go home. That's what they're serving. Baby, let's stop by the store on the way home. I'll make that from scratch. I promise you it'll taste better, right? But there are men out there who are mad at women for choosing men who can not only be providers and protectors, but who have also had the wherewithal to domesticate themselves and work on their emotional IQ as well. So when you are finding women who are looking for value men, people keep trying to put that assertion that it's a number. And it's not a number, because a man can be just as valuable to the family not working, just as a woman can be just as valuable to the family not working if the unit is cohesive. Everybody wants to talk about that unit becoming one, but how do you become one? Becoming one is understanding that a woman has some things that she's going to be better at you. Most women are better financially. Now, the problem with some women is they got shopping habits. So I tell dudes one or two things. You either better hope she got a daddy with a lot of money, or nigga, you better have a good job if she got a shopping habit. Or you better make sure that you get a woman with a career that got a shopping habit. So that's her habit. Because my grandma always said, if it's your habit, it's your responsibility. It ain't nobody else's. It's yours. Habit. You know, one of my favorite habits is I like to do this podcast and teach and educate. But you know who's responsible for it? Me. I like to eat good. You know who's responsible for making sure I eat good? Me. I like to take bubble baths. You know who's responsible for making sure that bubble bath is the right temperature?
You.
But you got other people in life wanting women to take on responsibilities that have nothing to do with it. And this season, I've seen so many of our women take on things that have absolutely nothing to do with us. I'm gonna turn it up because I just absolutely love this song. And as we're celebrating women, it's just one of my favorite songs. You ever hear a song and it doesn't matter when or where you're at when you hear the song, you just feel like you got to put your hands up and just like run around a little bit. Like, you know, like, and I mean, like, not like dance, run around, like run around a little bit like you at church, like just run, like just put your hands up and just let the music just have its way with you. Like, it don't matter what the step look like, you give it to the music. This is one of those songs for me. Now, it's not a slow one, so it ain't a wave your hand, like you got to actually exude some energy with this song, all right?
Okay.
But it's just one of my favorite songs. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We're getting ready to do Black History is World History, and as always, we celebrate Women's History Month. This is brought to you by TailoredServices.com. If you go on that page, TailoredSVCS.com, go down to Tailored Inspiration, scroll all the way down to the bottom, you're going to see an inspiration link. Click on this link. This next part is brought to you by Tailored Inspiration because I wanted to take a moment to do Black History as World History. And a lot of times we do the favorite five. But I don't want to do the favorite five. I want to talk about a woman who left an indelible impact on my life. Her name is Elizabeth Smith. This woman was so meticulous, so pointed, that she still
in her old age, took the time out to write handwritten messages and salutations. My mother-in-law still writes handwritten salutations because it was something that Elizabeth Smith encouraged everyone to do. You know, most people's kitchen, I go in and I destroy their kitchens, like I wreck them. I throw this away, this is going to get you sick. Oh my God, have you seen this? Let's clean that. Like, a woman's house was so immaculate. Everything, you know, those old folks' houses, they say everything has a place and everything is in its place,
mm-hmm.
and you don't move it.
Mm.
Yeah. And I loved it about her. See, we get so fixated on what we don't like about people, and everybody can always point out the things that we don't like. And I respected her. I took all of her groceries in her house, put them on the table, and I would leave her kitchen because she was one of the few people where her kitchen was her domain. That's where she took care of her family from, was from her house. She believed that. She was truly a woman of virtue where the house was the headquarters. And if the house is not good and the family is not good, we do got a problem. And we are going to get it understood. That goes for everything in here, husband included. And I love that about her. She was a woman's woman, as my grandmother used to say. Boogie Lockley was a woman's woman. And I'm telling you, she gonna walk up on you and get you straight. Understand that when she showed up, she meant business. And you want to deal with Buki. As them 13 ignorant kids that's going to come behind us, going to chop everything down. I understand ignorant. And Elizabeth is no different. She is one of the very reasons that my daughter carries the name that she carries. I sat down. People don't know this. I named Elizabeth, actually her whole name. But I was laying in the bed, and it was crazy. And I've never really told this story. I've always known I was going to have a daughter. It came to me when I was 5. It was always told to me that my only child would be a girl. Now, I ended up having 4 boys. That ain't got nothing to do with the dream. But that girl, one, was going to be there. Been running from this bitch all my life, understand? And I picked out a name. So when my first child was born, they said it was going to be a girl. So we got excited, named her. Beautiful name. Sente Guz and all types of shit in there. Like, it was, if you can't read, you wouldn't have been able to say her name. Like, real talk. Like, you, because I literally... wrote, if you read it, it's spelled, it reads exactly how it's spelled using the English language correctly. Then I ended up being a boy and life went on. But Shira was going back and forth with how to name her. And I laid in the bed one day. And in spirit realm, my oldest sister was my tour guide, right? Like, she was, like, literally holding my spiritual hand in this dream I was having. And as we went, on Shira's side and my side, every woman that ever had Elizabeth in their name all just came forward. And, I mean, it was a lot of, I didn't, like, spiritually, ancestors. That name permeates through our families on both sides. Did not know this about her side until I woke up, and then we had a conversation about it. But it was interesting. That was the day that we both realized our mothers have the exact same initials, S-E-B. That represents both of our families coming together because that's both of our parents' initials exactly. No extra, no less. And so as the dream ended, my sister turns to me and says, she's a lot like me, but she's not me. And that's how she got her middle name, Cheryl. That's my sister's first name. So my sister, when I first took her home, I was like, and I introduced her. I said, this is Elizabeth Cheryl. She said, that ain't no Cheryl. That ain't my name. And I laughed because that's exactly basically how she was talking to me in the dream. And I knew I had did the right thing. And so people get fixated on why I do what I do. And I tell people I'm not in control. I don't live according to how people want me to live. The spirits have guided me all over this earth, and I will continue to let them do that. And I know Elizabeth talks to Elizabeth because I've actually seen their conversation. And it's watching your children have a connection to the spiritual world is an amazing thing, and she embraces it. She actually dances with my mom. You've never seen it. The two-step bounce hop thing that she does, that's one of my mom's favorite dances, exactly the way Elizabeth. And if you ever notice, I leave the room. That's my mom's praise dance when she used to go to church, exactly how Elizabeth does it. When she gets it, when I say you lose it, that's, you know, everybody got a go-to move. Okay. That's her go-to move in church. So for Elizabeth to innately it just be a part of her, she knows every Elizabeth that came before her. And that's fine. And I'm okay with it. It's a lot of wisdom. It's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of service. It's a lot of healing. Every Elizabeth I know, you can go give them a hug. You ever hugged Elizabeth?
Yes.
What does it do to you?
She's so wonderful.
She's one of the greatest huggers. Her emotional intelligence is through this world. She can feel people better than most people can feel. She can pull people up. So I protect her. Her mother is even worse. I'll protect her. People with sensitive auras, clear auras. If you ever notice, we're in a room full of clear auras. Hey, you. That other crazy person that we tend to text regularly. Them two back there. Read about clear auras. All auras are different, but look at clear auras. Look at what they go through. It's not by design that we land where we land. People think, oh, I just ended up over there. No, things, there are people looking for things. There are people asking for things. And your prayers and other things and things begin to line up. And we have to believe in those principles. It's crazy. So many people go to church, and they do church, but they cannot actually put faith in works after they walk out those doors. They are crippled by community service of church. But the most important thing is you have to take care of home, and that's even in the scriptures that they believe in. All right, y'all, we need to take a commercial break. Y'all, we on a roll tonight. This is another one of my favorites. You know I love me some her. So I'm going to run this one back, y'all. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Never looking for my eyes, begging word of so obvious, looking into your face. Have to play the game of the day. I wanted to stay at the place. I never thought that I would fall in love with you. But since the day we kissed, I knew it had to be you. I never thought we would be together. I can't believe I just made up to you. After all the things that we've been through, now what are we gonna do?
This next segment, my tongue is just broken. I just broke my whole mouth.
You got it.
What are we doing next?
We promote yours anyway, so give it to them. What's the both of
them? Whole mouth.
Listen, Mary used to have me on my feelings, bro. Listen, what was that blue album, The Breakthrough album?
Hell,
bro,
Mary,
I was going through a divorce then too. Oh, God, Mary had me in my No, I was nothing. You know, and this is the craziest thing with Pisces too, because we're in March. Pisces is an emotional Philly sign. Like, they live in their feelings, right? But here's the craziest thing, right? What comes behind Pisces?
Aries.
And y'all stay in y'all feelings, then y'all are more angrier than the Pisces will ever be. Pisces just violent. Like, they choose death. Like, it's not even violence. Like, they choose death. Y'all choose violence. It's different.
Yeah, because there's levels to it. It depends on how fucked up you got me.
So understand, Mary J. Blige singing embodies to me, like, both those types of energies, like Pisces and Aries. Because it's like, you want to be soft listening to her music, but when you get done crying, you got to go punch somebody in the face.
Right. Somebody got to get an ass whooping after that album. Because you done went through some shit. You done broke through. Well, you ready to move on with life and get better. But first off, before I go be good, bitch, let me go over here and whoop somebody ass.
And so, I'm not playing with y'all tonight. Like, because
I had to turn that song off because it invoked some emotions and it brought some raging into my feeling.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's some people I just want to still go back and slap the shit out of. Because understanding this season, let me say this. Since we're doing what day it is anyway, we're going to talk about what day it is in a second.
Yeah.
But let me say this. In today's day going forward, like, please don't motherfucking try me. Again, anybody, I don't care. Like, if the signs say try, go the fuck over there. Do not try again. Because understand, I carry and conceal. I carry with a gun permit. I have been clear about it. The United States government, the United States. Listen, I am proficient with shooting. I promise you. And it's not even a threat. The next person that just disrespects me personally, just understand, me, them, they mama, and everybody else involved will have to have a sit-down together to explain to me, for me to explain to them what the fuck I just did to their child. Because I'm going to let them live to talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I want them to see, the tourists come out to the area. See, I'm patient with my ignorance. Understand, because I understand people don't even understand. I like all my zodiac signs, and I like the dark side of them too, right? Pisces, they just kill it, straight killers. I'm telling you, people don't understand. All Pisces should be medicated. I love them; they're killers, male or female, because their reaction to stuff is like, hey, let's just get it done to all things. Like they're a get it done kind of sign. Y'all just hot-headed. Y'all will pistol whip somebody in broad daylight and give them every word of instruction on why this pistol whipping took place, and then clean the pistol and give it back to them, and then sit on the side of the road with a sign for the police that says I did it to him. Right? Because I tell people, you really don't want to get to the Taurus. Because after that, the Gemini come behind us, and they just nip.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, listen, I like about three Geminis. They scary. Because they, yeah, listen, they a diesel mechanic and a scientist head. Like they got a diesel mechanic body type, but their mind is like next level. We can continue to go down, but embrace who you are. Like, today is a powerful day. 3/3/24 is, like, really, really powerful. And before we even get into all the other ones, like, I know one day that it is today. It's National Threesome Day. So they ever wanted to participate in a threesome, today is the day that they could have got their shit off. You know what I'm saying? It would have been a good one. Ooh, 3/3/25 is going to be a good one. Ooh. Nigga, that's going to be a silver anniversary fucking. But anyways, let's get into these days. Let's get into what day it is. CJ, what day it is? Today is National Mulled Wine Day, M-U-L-L-E-D, Wine Day.
I don't know, but it involves wine. Sounds good to me.
You are alcoholic on purpose. Today is also Finisher's Medal Day, so, like, if you did something, you know, ran something, that's every first Sunday of March. Today is also National Soup It Forward Day, and I was talking about soup, you know, and I think the wife did make some, too, so I'm definitely going to have me some soup tomorrow, so we are souping it forward. We did that shit. That was
good real job.
I am a fat boy of nature. I love me some food. Ooh, today is, you got you some deli meat, too. Today is National Cold Cuts Day.
Yay.
Ooh, like, you know what I was about to say that? And y'all, you know, all my nasty friends already know what I was about to say anyway, and it's okay, my show's rated R, so it should be adults listening to it anyway. So y'all just like me, y'all. You know, There's always something on this thing with putting meat in somebody's mouth. I just want them to know that. Right? Today is also National I Want to Be Happy Day, and most people are happy with meat in mouth. So, hey, like, we are running a consistent trend here. We are doing well today. And you know what? That makes sense. Today is also National Anthem Day. So, hey, if, you know. So, you know, you just go ahead and sing to your little hearts out while you put that meat in your mouth while it's happy to you. Oh. Why do you hate me so much?
Because why would you line it up?
I didn't line it up. That was the order it came down the script. I didn't do anything. I read that shit in order. I keep telling you. You got to get mad at the production manager. I only read this shit as it comes to me. No, the fuck am I? Did not. The only day that I knew off the top of my head was National Threesome Day, because all of my sexperts, like about six different ones, sent it to me. You know, Eve Queen down in Miami, mm-hmm. Tiffany sent it the mm-hmm. other day. And then I had the two girls out of Vegas send it, and then the one out of California, and then I got it the day before out of one of the girls from Europe. So I've had at this point now, international sex day. Shit, it ain't even national no more because one came from Europe. So international sex day has been trending for all. Listen, when I tell you the level of debauchery that people do in life, just know I was there. I was not there. I was home. I was home, or I went grocery shopping today. That was it. Y'all nasty people, y'all perverted nasty people, continue to do perverted nasty stuff. That's all I can.
I got nothing.
You know, it was like weed smokers. Keep smoking your weed. Hey, you know what I do? Would like to happen though, like cigarette smokers. I know America's gonna get mad at me when I say this. I just want cigarettes banned on Earth. Because here's my thing. They get mad at weed smokers, right? And I'm like, okay, but there's at least a medical significant benefit to marijuana. What the fuck are you getting out of a cigarette other than...
God, shit, but a nicotine rest, like... I can say that because I used to smoke.
And the part that pisses me off is like they are the rudest people on fucking earth. And then they get mad at you because you don't want to walk through a fucking cloud. Like, bro, you walk out of a door and you walk into a cloud of fucking
That's disrespectful. I was a classy cigarette smoker. I walked all the way to the back of the parking lot where wasn't nobody at, you know.
Oh, fuck that. Man, this man.
Walk all the way back, spray myself
Cigarettes,
you didn't know I smoked.
Like, cigarette smokers should be, like, they should have, like, a second elevational level. Like the Jetsons. Like, you should just be able to put them, like, in a different sphere of earth
somewhere
over there. And, like, they get to do all the cigarette shit. Like, it's just a cigarette community. Just them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all the rest of the world, we get to be cigarette-less. Because, like, that's the one thing, like, of all
it
the things.
And it hurts when you breathe.
It's just of all the things in life that I just feel like that they can remove off of Earth, and I would be okay with. That's the one thing. And I know cigarette smokers are going to, like, crucify me for this one, and it's okay. It's okay, because I've actually said it to their faces. So, please, take that dumb shit the fuck over there. Nobody wants to spell that. It's just, and it's not to say anything negative about them as a group of people, because they're not a negative group of people. That was a joke euphemism, you know, that some people hold every word as letter of law when you say them. But it's just one of those things. It's like, you go to the laundromat. You don't want to come out of the laundromat with a fresh set of clean clothes, and then you now got to carry those fresh, clean clothes through a goddamn bellow of smoke. Like, what was the fucking point of doing laundry?
Defeated at that point.
Like,
you can go across the street. You can go back behind the building. You had to sit right at the front.
Like, it's like they had to make it illegal for people to smoke at hospitals and stuff. I'm like, yo, the same people are coming here. Like,
logically, how does this lead to that?
And then you got to question it. Like, it's crazy, right? Because then the medical staff asked you a questionnaire, and the number one thing on that bitch is invalidating insurances and all types of stuff just off of cigarette smoking and the effects that it can cause to people. But it's like the most moved around commodity in the world. And like we make billions of dollars. So we're crying about car pollution, building pollution, and all the other things. But that's one of the biggest pollutants on planet Earth. It serves absolutely no valuable service to the ecosystem other than being a plant. And you know, it's just the things, you know, people tell me that they want to be clean or holistic and all of these different things, and I believe them. I believe everybody, but I want to see what those things look like. Like, I'm just more of a don't talk about it, be about it. I really like to see it. Like, you know, Big Urban Steel, the farmer. Like, I really dig, bro, because, like, he's where I hope to be in about 10 years. Like, on my own land, growing my own stuff, showing the world how to actually use these things the right way. Like, he's where I want to be. You know, just out there just sweating and chocolate and all muscly up on the wall. You know, because, you know, I got to have my knee brace on my right knee. You know, my mother, you know, mother-in-law almost killed me with a carpet accident. But still want to be chocolatey on the farm. You know, I'm fine with being a cowboy. I'm going to be a bald-headed, bearded cowboy. I'm going to throw me a couple of bells of hay. Like twice, then I'm gonna sit on the porch and drink some lemonade and let the young fuckers go out there and do that shit.
I'm not about to play with you.
All right, y'all, we gotta do birthdays, y'all. We gotta do birthdays. I ain't even gonna take no break, yo. We gotta do birthdays. Cause I just been fucking around. I don't know if this is just today's birthdays, but these are the birthdays that was given to me. So Alexis Fields' birthday is today. That's Kim Fields' sister.
Mm-hmm.
I actually liked Alexis. Like, Alexis was my favorite between the two. It was because she was just different. Like, I don't know, like, she was just different. Like her style. I like eclectic people, if that's a good word for it. Like, I don't look for normalcy. Like, I kind of want you to be different. Like, shit, I don't care. Like, I don't want you to, you know, I'm not trying to go find somebody with cerebral palsy or something, you know, because people be just doing dumb shit. Like, they be out there just looking for anything. And now, I mean, I'm not saying you can't fall in love with anybody, because I pray for everyone to find their someone. But some of y'all, because they be doing the wild thing because it's Tone Loc's birthday. See, I knew this was going somewhere. It was going to land. See, God was going to land it somewhere. It is also Robert Dossett's birthday. Oh, we've been listening to him a little bit. It's Lil Flip birthday. Oh, Lil Flipper. it is Canada Lee's birthday. It is also Jason Christopher Tatum. They put his whole name up there. I guess they want him to be, hey, let's get all his name up there. Montana of 300, he's definitely a rapper. He looked more like, he looked like a combination between Young Buck from Cash Money and Lil Romeo had a illegitimate kid together.
Oh.
That's what he looked like to me. That is our birthdays, ma'am. We good. We got time. Like, we don't have any more scripted show for tonight. So let's talk. What's going on in the world? Because we haven't chit-chatted in a minute. Like, we've been giving the world business.
Hey.
Because, listen, if I didn't learn anything else today in Florida, you know what I learned today?
What's that?
It is officially throw-ass season in Florida because it was 80 fucking 6 degrees today. It winter is over for Florida. Like it might fart a cool breeze a couple of more times, but it's gonna be hot.
I'm excited.
It is sundress, butt clapping, butt cheeks in the air.
I haven't worn pants in a week now. I just want to say I have not worn pants in a week.
Girl, listen, listen. It's crazy because like in Florida, you can't go nowhere without standing somewhere with somebody half naked. I mean, like. Everywhere, I mean, it doesn't matter. We went to a doctor's office half naked. We went to
barbershop
half naked. CVS half naked. Grocery store half naked. Winn-Dixie half naked. Gas station. I mean, we talk about.
It progressively gets worse.
I'm talking about straight see-through. Like it's just straight, just sheer clothing. I'm like, why you ain't even?
You're excited. With a barn it up, like
it's a flat. Like
that kind of thing.
You might as well just not have even put that on. You should have just walked out the house. The what the fuck was the purpose?
Oh.
like here's the craziest part, right? Here's the craziest part. It's the actual decent body. You know, chicks that try to be modest around here. You got them Buicks and Hummers and Mercedes-Benz bodies around here that just everything is everywhere. And
don't forget the bad body sticks.
Listen, this almost just about. You know, Florida gotta be the home.
It may be skinny, but it be wrong.
Like, Florida gotta be the home of the girl that's like 118 to 150, but she's skinny, but she's still fat. Like
I said.
Oh, I'm going to go play with you tonight.
You got it.
You're going to get a kick off the air. Oh, they're going to be like, hey, nah, they can't do no more podcasts together.
You got
it.
I thought
it was. What I did? Who did it? What I did? But I don't really got much I wanted to talk about. We're going to be we'll be coming back Wednesday, doing a show Wednesday. I will be on vacation as of tonight until Wednesday. I will be celebrating. We'll be celebrating all this month. We got a lot to celebrate. We got my wife's birthday is Tuesday. Your birthday is the end of the month. My birthday is next. And we just going to be celebrating. We in straight celebration. We finna throw ass. Throw that ass in.
Yeah, I'm trying to chill.
Why? It's a birthday month.
I know.
Birthdays are celebration time. Those are national holidays.
I know.
You got to get you some Ass Clapper 3000.
I got a few of them. It's cool. Not playing with
listen,
you.
Listen. Listen, when a dude see a girl walk by, and even if he can't see, like, if he can't hear it, though, but he turn around and it look like her butt sound like this when she walk.
I hate you.
Bro, he finna make a beeline. I don't give a what he doing.
He was mad the other day.
Yo, that's when all the flat booty girls and all the skinny girls, they be mad. Listen, when a real thick girl, listen, especially if she done have about 2-3 kids, oh, it get worse. Listen, the more kids she done have or miscarriages, because those count too.
I can't help you. None of that.
Listen, what they say after them hips spread, look, she get to coming around, all you hear is, hey, sir, listen. Hey, a dude to be one leg into a new pair of jeans trying to moan and be the cut across the corner. Hey, listen. Hey, Shorty, what you doing later? Some Ass Clapper 3000, baby. Yes, they are undefeated. Daisy Dukes, them girls with them shout songs. Listen, they made these songs for a reason. Ask Clapper 3000 like that. We're here now. Like moving on. The only problem I got is listen, and it's bad in Florida. From like Atlanta down, I think it's just horrible. Stop getting y'all busted. We know the difference. Like people acting like we don't know the difference. They don't match. They don't look good. They don't look real. Baby, if you got a 38 ass, and your calves look like you could not feed a chicken by itself, like a M&M would probably break your kneecap. You cannot tell me that belongs to you. Like that just don't work for me. Like, ma'am, you look if you just look like a pea. I ain't talking about Michelle. I'm talking about the letter. If you look like a pea, it's probably not yours. And it's okay. There are a lot of dudes that's going to love you. I'm just telling you. The majority of us is going to enjoy it for whatever it's worth. But that's, ma'am, that's not really that. Women, stop destroying yourself. Real men are not looking for that dumb shit. We just want y'all. Like, it's okay. Now, can we do some dumb shit? Absolutely. But we want y'all. And so, fellas, as we celebrate this beautiful month, I ask you to do one thing. Be in service to a woman around you, but not in service in a way that you want to service her. Hear what she actually needs. Service her in a way that makes sense to her, that will benefit her, that will inspire her, that will uplift her. It can't just be about sex. It can't just be about control. It has to be deeper than ego. Everyone is trying to define love for themselves. No one set right answer. There's no one set proverb. You have to find your love. You have to define your love. You have to define it in a way that makes sense to you, that brings you peace and satisfaction. As we continue to just move through life and metaphysically move through energies and things of that nature, find things that want to be next to you and draw those things, cleave to the things that want to be near you, that don't want to be near you. Go. Be purposeful. And be intentional in all things that you do in every endeavor. Let your yeses be yeses, your noes be noes. The goals that you actually set out and accomplish them. Don't let children be the excuse. Don't let marriage be the excuse. Don't let fear be the excuse. There's something that you're trying to achieve in this season. Go get it. Go literally grab it, hold on to it, and take it. CJ, what you got for him tonight?
I'm going to leave y'all with this. If you want to know someone's mind, listen to their words. But if you watch their actions, you will learn their heart.
Oh. In this season, what has your heart shown me?
What has my heart shown me? I love big. I love strong. But sometimes it comes off aggressive. And I have to work on it.
Yo,
I love it because it was transparent as fuck. Like it was not faked. It wasn't forced. Like I'm gonna let that play in the background. I'm gonna go while we talk, but like, cause I love her voice. But that wasn't fake. That wasn't forced. That wasn't too much. It was just, it was you. And I do want you to embrace yourself a little bit more. Like, you. I think sometimes you let yourself down mentally. Because I think you shoot your gifts down. Because they've been shot before. And it's okay. They, just because they hit the target, that doesn't mean they killed it. Tupac came in that bitch. Nigga, I fucked your bitch. After they shot that nigga 9,000 times. So you can get hit and still keep living. Just don't keep getting hit the same way. Get better. Shoot for the moon. Got it. Don't be afraid. That wasn't just for you. That's for a lot of people that needed to hear that tonight. They have to shoot for the moon. They have been afraid to be. Your best is all you can give the world. I mean, you can give them other things of your choice, but I can only give my best. That's the sex. My best is great. Breathe, guys. I love y'all. I'll holler.